All right, so can we do something here? I have a segment called Raw Conversations where I talk about sexually related topics and just all types of shit in that people may not ordinarily find out about them on their own podcast. You willing to talk about some shit?
Hey, let's go with it.
All right, straight. One of my favorite questions to ask dudes is sort of this. Do you eat pussy?
Do I eat pussy? I feel that if I can't eat the pussy, I really don't want to put my dick in the pussy.
But do you love eating pussy?
That's what I'm saying. I love eating pussy. So if my face gets near it and I can't eat it, I don't want to fuck it. You know what I'm saying? If you take that element out of my game, I can't fuck with you. Yes, I am a pussy eater. I eat the pussy till the pussy tastes like my mouth.
I know. Are you selective about eating pussy, or do you just sort of, you savage about it?
I would say I'm a bit selective, and I'm selective by force, because like I said, it's like, I peeped some situations, and I've been like, I remember that chick that was kind of shaped like that, built like that, or whatever, and that's what I got out of it, and I'm going to pass on that one, you know, or I'll see that one, I'll be like, okay, that's what I'm talking about right there, you know, shit, this chick will probably break up with me because I can't keep my face out of pussy.
Yo, so is it like, could you eat some pussy, but not get your dick sucked? Is that part of it?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm a giver. So, you know, if she sucks a dick, it's an added bonus. You know, but I'm not gonna lose my mind. I know some guys that go crazy if the chick doesn't give them head, but I can take it or leave it, because I found, unfortunately, in my travels, I'm going to say 70% of the women that I've come across don't know how to suck a dick properly anyway. So you probably just going to piss me off. I'm going to lose my erection and ask you to leave. So I just skip that altogether. If you're good at it and you know what you're doing, then you'll know your timing. You'll know when to do it. You'll know how to do it. And we won't even have that discussion.
All right, now you said you're a giver. You're going to have to explain, like, you're giving what way? You suck toes, run bath water? What the fuck you do?
Well, I'm just the type of person that I really get my rocks off by watching her completely get hers. I mean, if I can make her attempt to go through the headboard, through the wall, and a means to escape what I'm doing, then I've handled business. I can feel good, and I'm like, all right, nice. You know, I've seen her lose her complete mind, and that's what gets me off. You know, and then for me, after that, busting the nut is just sort of the cherry on top of the cake.
All right, now, would you swallow an orgasm?
Would I swallow a female's orgasm?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Damn, I do. Damn, really? All right, now, right afterwards, do you get up and brush your teeth, or what goes on?
It depends. I mean, if, you know, even if I, you know, when I get up to kind of jump in the shower or whatever, if I might rinse off or something, but yeah, I mean, it's not like the end of the world if I can't get to it. Sometimes if I'm at her place and I don't have a toothbrush, I'll just squeeze a little toothpaste on my finger and kind of just use my finger and clean around and whatever. But if worst case scenario came and I had to jump in the car and get home and handle that, then so be it. I just know I probably shouldn't stop anywhere because I might have to wipe some of her residue on.
Oh, damn. Okay. Oh, my man. All right. So what does it taste like? It tastes like chicken?
What does it taste? You know what? It's funny. They taste, although they have a similar taste, they have a different taste. Like, for instance, smokers, I can't really get with because they have sort of a bitter taste. Almost, if you can imagine, like going to your local auto department store and going to the tire section and licking that tire, that smell that the tire gives off is almost like what it tastes like, at least to me. So smokers, I have a bit of a problem with. The ones that I found the best are the ones that get the wettest and keep the pussy manicured. Can't deal with a whole bunch of hair, especially if you're with my saliva and your secretions, it just it gets sort of messy, and then that juice gets in the hair, and then it gets cold, and that shit touches my cheek, and I don't like that shit. So I like to keep, you know, keep it long and trimmed as much as possible.
Are you a member of the Eat a Ass Club?
I am. I would say I'm like the people that pledge a fraternity or sorority, and I'll wear the badge, but I don't always pay my dues. So yeah, I'll dibble and dabble. You know, I definitely start with pussy, and depending upon how, you know, sanitary and things are with the pussy, then yeah, sometimes I might end up at the back door and, you know, handle that business.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but speaking of back door, do you do anal at all? You fuck chicks and ass?
I have. It's definitely what I found. It's not a every person thing. Some people, again, they're good at it. They know how to receive it. And for some, it's a fight. And for me, it's sort of, if I got to kind of fight it in there, I don't want it.
All right, now you mentioned sanitary, and speaking of the sanitary thing, I had this conversation with some dudes a couple of weeks ago, and I usually require my chicks to either take a shower before they come over, if they come over to my joint, or if I'm going to their joint, I'm like, yo, I'm on my way over, you may need to take a shower. I say it a little nicer than that, and I don't even have to say it every time. It's like, we're at the point now where, depending on the chick, if they know I'm coming over, it's like, yo, baby, I took a shower. I'm like, cool, I'm on my way. Do you find it sort of funny to ask a chick who may come over to your house to fuck, to take a shower, or would you feel comfortable like telling a chick to go wash that ass?
I've had both situations. I had some people that didn't get the hint, and so you have to be a little bit more stern and be like, yo, you know, jump your ass in the shower real quick. Or, you know, I've had some people that, you know, as soon as they come to the door, I can go in for an extra tight hug, and they'll be like, stop, hold on, baby, let me jump in the shower. I'm like, I got you. You know, you know what's up. You know, you got that, I've been at work, pussy going on, so go ahead and, you know, handle that business. But, you know, when I made the reference to the sanitary thing, ladies have different degrees in how they take care of the pussy. You know what I'm saying? So there's some women that feel like, you know, if I just stand over the sink and bird bath this pussy real quick, it's good. And there's some that believe, I got to get in the shower, I got to get the water and soap has to get down my ass crack and everything and all of that. You know what I'm saying? So while the person that bird baths the pussy, they may present a clean pussy to you, you know, once you kind of get outside of that direct pussy area, now you might be back into some salty ass skin or some shit or whatever, or, you know, whatever could be lingering around from the rest of their day. So it kind of limits you on what you would do. And for some people, you know, it might limit all of what they do, because they'll be like, took this bird bath the pussy and then jump in my bed. Nah, I can't do that.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking to a dude who gets flat out. I don't say flat out, because people misconstrue when I say I don't eat pussy. It's like, I don't eat random pussy. If I'm in a relationship with somebody and, you know, I'm familiar with her body chemistry and all of that shit, and we've done stuff together, then, yeah, I mean, the odds are a little higher than I'm going to eat the pussy, but it ain't going to be an every encounter thing either way. It's like, I don't enjoy eating pussy. You admitted earlier, pussy's your thing. You got to eat that pussy. I'm not a guy to eat the pussy type of dude. I prefer to get my dick sucked every time, but I'm not going to be diving down to lick no pussy every time.
I feel you. And, you know, I think for me, all of it is again, like, super spontaneous. You know what I'm saying? I'm the type of dude where, you know, I hate perceived planned sex. I hate the fact of knowing full on well that, yeah, you know, I'm coming there and we're going to do this because we talked about it earlier, and that shit is boring as fuck. And then you just make your way to the bed, or you sit on the sofa and you rub on a titty. That's boring. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, on the way home from dinner while we're driving down this highway, and you know we have about a 25-minute ride ahead of us, shit, you got a little skirt on, you know. Fuck, it's dark. It's nighttime. Bend that ass over. Put that ass over. See if I can keep one eye on the road and one tongue in your pussy. You know, how skilled are you? You know, that's the shit. That's the shit that turns me on. You know, that spur of the moment, that, oh my God, we're going to get caught shit. All that. That's the shit that gets me. That plan, you know, we're in the bed, so I guess we should fuck. Yeah, that's fucking fuck. I've had a couple white chicks in my life, and you know, it was much earlier in my life. I don't think I've had one since maybe my first year or two of college. I haven't been with one. But my thing is to make your decision on what it is you like. I mean, you gotta I guess try it.
Oh, no, it's not even a matter of making your decision on what you like. I think, honestly, you can like it all. I don't think you have to make a choice. You think you have to make a choice?
No, not at all, not at all. But, you know, I think for a lot of people, you have sort of a, you sort of have a starting point, and then you get your pleasant surprises along the way. You know what I'm saying? So I think, like at least for me, first and foremost, you know, I love sisters. I love my sisters. So, like, I see them and I recognize their beauty, and I'm like, wow, she's bad. Oh, she's bad. You know, she's tall and bad. She's short and bad. She's thick and bad. Whatever, whatever. And then, you know, throughout that, I might see, man, look at that Asian chick. Good God. Where did she get some tits and ass from? And blah, blah. Okay, I see you. You know, you see that white chick, you'd be like, God damn. Where was white chicks with asses like this when I was in high school and blah, blah, blah? So you get those pleasant surprises down the line, but I think, at least for me, I have my starting point of where my eyes focus, you know.
So you can admire white chicks and chicks of other races, but would you feel comfortable, like, being in a relationship with somebody who's other than black?
Oh, absolutely, man. I'm 34, about to turn 45. And, you know, I right now, happiness is the name of my game. And if you are doing the things that I need to survive and I need to be happy, man, yeah, I'm not gonna turn a blind eye because you're a different race. I gotta be happy. That's the bottom line.
All right. So do you landscape?
You know what? It's funny, I do not, and it's because I don't have to. I'm one of those kind of rare dudes that it's self-manicured. I'm not a hairy dude, so it's like, you know, some people would be like, dude, you don't have hair on, you know, like, you don't have hair on your arms and your legs or your chest at all. I'm like, yeah, I have hair. It's just extremely fine. If you look real close, you'll see it there, but yeah, I'm lucky in that sense. I don't have to. Even my facial hair is like, I can go a day or two without shaving and I'll be fine. So yeah, I my mom, I got my mom's skin, you know, my mom was the same way. It's like, if you were to the touch, you would think she didn't have a strand of hair on her body. But if you look real close, you'll see that she just had extremely fine hair. It's a pluck. Just dig it.
Yo, let me ask you this. Have you ever had a manicure, a pedicure, anything, a facial, anything like that?
Oh, yeah, I've had them all. I do pedicures. I try to do pedicures every other week, but my schedule sometimes throws me off. Manicures, I don't get done as much because of the nature of my job. So I'm always lifting and carrying heavy shit and blah, blah, blah. So I really beat the shit out of my hands. So I usually will get a manicure. Like, if I have something, special event, a wedding or something to go to, I'll make sure my shit is good. But for the most part, I kind of stay on top of it myself. I'll make sure I stay well lubricated and the dirt's from underneath my nails. I can't stand niggas with long nails, so my nails are always very short. So, yeah.
So is that something you would have admitted to, like, maybe 5 years ago, the fact that you do the manicure, pedicure, and facial shit?
Oh, absolutely. I've I usually my schedule used to be Thursdays. I got my hair cut. I would leave the barbershop, walk directly next door, get my pedicure, and yeah, absolutely. I don't really do the facial things too much because the couple that I did have, I noticed the week following, you know, shit was just janky. Like my face would feel extra dry that whole week, and after they do the exfoliating and all that shit, it's really not me. I'm pretty cool with just a good, you know, washcloth, and sometimes like I'll keep an old toothbrush or something, and I'll kind of scrub, you know, my forehead area or my cheeks area every now and then, just because, again, the nature of my job, I make deliveries and stuff like that, and I drive trucks off. I get, you know, dirt filled up sometimes. I'll just kind of feel extra dirty, and I'll do that. But I don't do the exfoliating and the facial thing professionally that much anymore.
Hey, this is Butterfly Jones, the female Max. I'm checking in with the Player Hater on the Player Hater podcast.
Okay. Hey, so do you have a preference? Do you have, like, a certain type of chick that you like? You like thick chicks, skinny chicks, blah, blah chicks? Like, what kind of chicks you dig?
Do I have? I won't hold myself to it, but when I do picture that ideal person, I think they would be maybe 5'6", 7'8" or, you know, 5'5", 5'4", somewhere in that little area of height. I like a little thickness, but I'm the type of person that I think long term. So I kind of look at a person and I say, let's just assume that she just waves the white flag on life and stops working out and blah, blah, blah. From this point going forward, can I still like what I see when we're 55, 60? And that's sort of like the little mental game that I play with myself. You know, when I see certain chicks, I'm like, oh, God, I know. Another year, she'll be, you know, she'll be ready for the, you know, the Biggest Loser show or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, can't do that. And I tend to like, you don't have to be a workout buff, but I tend to like healthier women or women that kind of keep themselves up because, like I did say, I eat the pussy. And if your thighs don't allow air to get to the pussy at all, then you're already in the hole.
Yeah, well, literally, you already in the hole too. Maybe not with that particular chick, but you're definitely in some chick's hole. But yo, my man, let me ask you this too. Damn, almost. If your chick gained like too much weight, would you like quit it? Like stop fucking with it?
No, not off the break. I would definitely talk with her. And you know, it's funny because I'm at a point right now where I'm at the heaviest. Well, I was recently at the heaviest I've ever been in my life, and that's just because of I've just had a bad string of back-to-back injuries, mixed in with a crazy work schedule. So, haven't been able to hit the gym. I've been eating horribly. You know, sometimes I get off work 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm eating burritos and tacos and bullshit and blah blah blah. So, you know, I've gotten up to 350 pounds, and that's just too much for me. So, my goal is actually to get to 280, get back down around 280. So, I wouldn't leave a person, but I would definitely suggest, and I would definitely make it clear that, hey, what's going on right now is not a good look. Let's start working on it. Let's do it together. I need to do it. You need to do it. Let's just do it together. Let's find a way to make this fun, you know. And if it was just a thing of, oh, fuck that. You know, I ain't working out. That's blah, blah, blah. Well, now you're starting to set your own path now. It's not about me breaking up with you. It's about the fact that you're just saying, here's your mate letting you know that there's something that they don't like, and you're basically saying, fuck that.
Yeah. Hey, so what's the situation, man? You ever been married before? What's your deal?
I have. I was married young, and I was married for the wrong reason. So it was a short marriage. It was 2 years, and I learned a lot from it. There was a lot of pain involved in it, because to me, I kind of look at it as I failed. You know, that's something that's one thing that my dad did that I can never say I lived up to, which was he married my mom and they were together till death did them part. I can't say that like that. I've already failed at that. So that was a gut punch to me to know that, you know, I failed in that. In whatever role I played in it, you know.
Now, you say you got married for the wrong reasons. What were the wrong reasons?
I just think it was done more for... We were very good friends in high school. And, you know, she was there for me. I had my first child very early, so she was always there for me. And I had my back and wasn't judgmental. You know, back then, having kids was like, oh my God. I mean, shit happens every second of the day now. But back then, it was just kind of like, you know, you walked around with a scarlet letter if you had a freaking kid. But she was never judgmental. She's always helped and had my back. And so when I came home from college, she was... in the position where she dealt with the dude and she got pregnant and dude rolled out on her. And I just kind of was like, you know, you was always there for me, so I'm going to be there for you. And through that, I kind of just morphed into my responsibility. And, you know, I was like, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to see someone leaving you hanging. So I got you. Let's do this. And although that was an admirable thing to do, it just wasn't the right thing to base a marriage on.
Right. So do you see yourself getting married again in the future or what?
I hope so. I'm working towards it. I'm preparing my nest, and I got my feathers fluffed and looking good, and hopefully I'll do the right dance and make the right sounds and attract the right person.
I don't know what that means.
Sort of a National Geographic thing. That's a... When animals are ready to pick their mate or whatever.
I know what that means. No, brother, I'm not there. No, I get that part, but I mean as far as how it applies to your life, I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm single. I'm a single dad, and so yeah, I'm just kind of, you know, preparing everything on my end so that when I meet Mrs. Wright, you know, I have something to present to her and say, hey, look, this is what I've built. Do you want to be a part of this, or do you want to merge what you built with what I built? And, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, you have to be prepared when an opportunity presents itself. So I'm just trying to make sure I'm prepared.
All right, so describe, if you don't mind, like, what would... I know it may be hard to put precisely into words because I don't think I could do it either, but I can give at least an idea. But, like, what would Mrs. Wright be for you?
Well... That would take a lot because I do understand I'm a hard person to get along with. I'm very picky. She would have to be extremely organized. One of my biggest faults is I'm not a trifling dude that I got like freaking, you know, cups and plates and trash and shit laying around. But I am very untidy. Where I sit down and take my shoes off, my shoes will be there until I put them back on. You know, I'll kick my socks off, they'll be there, you know, until it's time to do laundry and I'll fucking gather everything I can do laundry. But so yeah, I'm far from a neat freak, and so I would need someone that is definitely more organized and detail oriented when it comes to stuff like that. And I would need someone that's very tolerant and patient with the fact that that's me. You know, I bring a lot of other great things to the table. This is just the one I'm just not that great at. I'm not a cleaner upper.
All right. And do you believe in male and female roles, like in a relationship?
I believe males and females do have their roles, but I also believe the bottom line, shit got to get done. So if I got to do this, then I got to do that. If you got to do this, then you got to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, shit, like for me, like I said, I'm not the neatest person in the world, I cook my ass off. So if I got you, if I get home before you do and I got to get dinner ready and blah, 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 then it's done. That's what I do.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you that. That's exactly what I was about to ask you. If you get home before your chick or your wife, depending on what, you know, the situation, would you feel comfortable like just hopping in the kitchen and getting shit ready until she got home? It's not something you would be up to her to do.
No, not at all. Like I said, it's I'm at my second go round of being a single dad. So, you know, mom got me prepared. I know how to cook. I know how to grocery shop. I don't just walk down the aisle and just tip shit into the basket. You know what I'm saying? I know how to plan meals and a balanced meal, and you know, so I'm pretty good at that. I'm pretty sharp in the kitchen. So yeah, I actually would look forward to cooking because it's what I do. Another thing is, I'd probably insist in my household that I do the laundry. You know, that's one thing that I take great pride in. I want to do the laundry, and that evolved large in part because I'm a big guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm 6'8", so, and I wear expensive shit. And I've had situations where chicks have taken expensive shit and just thrown it in the wash and just fucking wash it on the wrong cycle and fuck it all up and faded colors and this and that. And I'm like, dude, one, that shit is hard to find, and two, it's expensive. So from that, I just do the laundry myself. I know how I take care of my shit. So in turn, your shit will be taken care of with the same level of attention.
Yes, sir, no doubt. All right, so let me ask you, what's the freakiest thing you've ever done?
Oh, God. I couldn't even tell you the freakiest thing. I don't even remember the freakiest thing I've ever done. I've done wild shit. Like I said, I like doing shit, you know. Okay, first thing comes to mind. High school, we had a full-on theater production department. So we had a theater in our high school. And in the theater, a lot of theaters, there's what's called a cat crawl. So there's space above the ceiling where people are up there working lighting and doing stuff like that before. We had an assembly one day. Chick I was digging on real hard or whatever. I convinced him, you know, slide in the back. We slid up there and we got up in the cat crawl. While this assembly was going on, I mean, people didn't know that two people were fucking right above their head. We can see you, you can't see us. You know, shit like that. I mean, there's a bunch of stories like that that, you know, that has happened. I just can't regurgitate them all. But that's the type of shit that I like. I just love spontaneous. Like, oh my God, I can't believe you, you know. Like, shit, it could be something as simple as we coming out of Walmart and you putting a grocery, you putting whatever we just bought in the car. And I'd be like, oh shit, hold on. Okay, open the front door and the back door, stand in between. And nobody would even know. I got my dick in the middle of this parking lot and everybody's walking past us. But they don't know what we're doing, you know. So, I don't know, that's it. I mean, going in terms of detail of toe sucking and this, that, and this, and that. I'd have to think about that for a while.
No worries, brother. No worries. All right, so let me ask you this. Let's see if you can even remember. Like, what was the happiest moment of your life?
Happiest moment of my life. Wow. Besides the birth of my kids, you know what? It's crazy it may sound. The one thing that comes to mind is me and my brother got lost one day, and we were lost for like hours. And I just remember when the police found us and brought me back to our parents, to my mom. That was probably the best I've ever felt in my life. That might have to constitute as one of the happiest moments.
Okay. And what was one of the saddest moments of your life?
I would say probably that would be the most, that would actually be a recent, the end of last year, beginning of this year, I lost my brother and my mom sort of within a 3.5 month span. So, yeah, that'll probably be the saddest for me.
I'm sorry to hear about that. How'd you lose your brother?
My brother, he had congestive heart failure. You know, it was kind of jacked up because I just talked to him and I was supposed to have got up with him later on that week. Even though we live close, our schedules are just so opposite. So, you know, I'd usually catch up with him at odd hours, like after I get off work at 4 a.m, I'd probably go over to his job or whatever and get up with him there. So yeah, we had made plans actually to kind of hook up later that week, and before that happened, I got a phone call.
And what's one of the things you're most proud of in your life?
I would say the fact that the direction that it seems that the world is going right now, I think I've remained to be a pretty decent dude. The fact that I have not wavered in a lot of my beliefs in terms of being a thoughtful, helpful person. I'll take shit off my back for somebody, and even the amount of times that I've been shitted on, some of the ugliest things that I've seen via, you know, social media, news, or what have you, it hasn't changed who I am. And I'm proud of that, because there's been a lot of times where I've looked myself in the mirror and been like, you know what, I'm going on some straight fuck the world shit right now. And that shit might last about 20 minutes, and I'm like, yeah, half my God.
Yeah. Now, whose feelings are more important in your life? Is it like other people's feelings or the way you feel about yourself?
And that goes back to what I just said. I find myself getting caught in the middle of a lot of things. So whereas I would be fighting for someone else's feelings when I should be worried about mine, I get burned. So to accurately answer that question, I would say my feelings have to take precedence, because, you know, I got to get me straight before I can take care of or worry about somebody else.
So that's something you see yourself having to remind yourself of? It's not something that comes natural for you, right?
Yeah. Sometimes I do have to reel myself back in and be like, yo, dude, get your shit together before you make this next move, before you say what you're about to say, whatever. Just take a second, take a breath. All right, got your thoughts together. That's what's that.
All right, so you sound like the type of dude that would, I'm not saying who's reactionary, because I don't think you are at all. You put a lot of thought into, I think, what you're about to do. But would you be the type of dude that somebody could call on, being big and everything, they would call on a nigga like you, like, yo, this went down, we need your help. What would your reaction be? Are you the type of nigga who would jump in and just initially respond, or what would you do in a situation like that?
I would say 10 years ago, You wouldn't even have to tell me what happened. It's like, you know, where they at, let's get them. Not even 10 years. I would say more like 12 years ago, because I could probably date that to write about the birth of my last child, my daughter. And things just really changed after that. But I'm not to say that I'm not that person now. I can't be that person now. But the difference is, I'll get that phone call now, and I'll be like, okay, hold on, calm down. What happened? You know, break it down for me. Tell me exactly where were you at? What was you doing? Why were you there? What exactly was said? Were those their exact words, or are you adding emotion to it? Blah, blah, blah. And a lot of times I find myself like, look, hey, listen, I'll be there to make sure shit don't go down fucked up. I'll let you know now. You are not 100% without fault in this. So, like I said, I'll come, make sure shit don't go down fucked up, but I ain't coming down there losing my mind, because I'd have to lose my mind on you as well.
All right, so let's wrap it up on this, brother. I appreciate your time. What's your biggest regret? What's the thing you regret most in your life?
My biggest regret was I did not have the intestinal fortitude to labor through my school days. I was a kid that, it's funny, I wasn't home taught, but in a kind of way I was, because my mom was always teaching at home, just always, just constantly. Even when you didn't know that she was teaching, she was always teaching. And so I was the type of kid that I didn't apply myself in school because, quite frankly, my teachers bored the shit out of me. You know what I'm saying? And I was the type that I would sit there and not do my work or blah, 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 until they got up in my face and like, you know, you get this done. Blah, blah. And I would just literally do it to spite them. You know what I'm saying? And so my biggest regret would be I didn't apply myself and get the level of grades that I should have gotten and done some of the things that I probably think I would have done had I paid more attention. Even in college, you know, I played ball in college, so I concentrated more on ball than I probably should have been concentrating more on my studies, you know. And I knew I had it within me that, oh, the paper's due tomorrow. All right, I'll start on it about 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'll bang it out. And it's like, you know, my professors would tell me, like, this is good. And you hit on all the points. But be honest, you did this morning. And I'm like, yep. You know? So, yeah, I'd probably say that's probably one of my biggest regrets.
In your life, with all that you've done, and your life isn't over, it's far from over, but like, is there anything you would do over?
Is there anything that I would do over? As regrettable as this may sound, I think what I would do over is I would not have had children as young as I did and single. You know, I have the greatest kids, bottom line. And I mean, everybody's going to say that, but I don't give a fuck. I have the greatest kids. And I have a son that just turned 28, you know, hard working cat. Just, that's what he does. He gets up, he works, he goes home, he handles his business. You know, that's what he does. He doesn't get in trouble. You know, ain't been locked up and never had police knocking on my door, none of that bullshit. I have a daughter, just graduated college, married. She's a high school teacher, just handling her business. My youngest daughter is an honor roll student. She just got picked to be in this robotics program in her school out of a handful of kids. And just handles her business. And you know, me having them definitely changed. Like my son, my first son, I'm pretty sure I probably would be dead or in jail if it wasn't for him. But having him, I had him at 17. He changed the course of my life. I had a different purpose for being here, so he steered me clear from some of that. You know what I'm saying? I had my second daughter. I knew I had a lot more shit I had to fight for, so I stayed focused. Now, when I had my last daughter, like I said, that was sort of like the last change of hanging out, partying, doing all the shit that I did. And now I'm like, you know, I gotta make sure this young lady enters the world as a lady and not some hood rat chick that, you know, I gotta worry about bringing home some kid at 13 and some crazy shit, you know.
Cool. You never knew about the other, baby.
Yeah. So where's the regret, though? I mean, all of those things are positive things. It sounds like the kids turned out great. You did your role as a dad. So where's the regret?
Well, again, the regret would be that, you know, if, again, I wish I had the wherewithal at an early age to maybe not be in some of those predicaments, because I actually, if I did apply myself more and if I was more on point the way I should have been, and I did not have kids, I probably would have attained some of the goals that I've wanted to, you know, at a younger age. And, you know, having kids, I there were certain things that I couldn't do. There were financial burdens that I had, and so I wasn't able to do a lot of things with it. So I guess that's sort of where the regret lies. You know, I regret to say that I would probably not, I would not have wanted to have kids at the time that I did. Rather have them in a, you know, with my wife in our home, you know, in that setting.
Because that's the way you grew up with.
Absolutely. That's the life that I know. I have friends that had, you know, single parenting, and I know how stressful that shit was. And I had both my parents there from beginning to end. So, you know, that's what I wanted to, that's what I would have loved to have given my kids.
So is that a regret so much for yourself or for both? Not that it has to be an either or situation, but you regret the fact that you wasn't able to provide that particular family setting for them? And do you also regret the fact that you weren't a part, you weren't able to be a part of that family setting that you respect so much?
Yeah, both. I would say both. You know, I would have loved to have given that. And even right now with my daughter, while she's still young, I would love to give that, because, you know, her and I talk, and she's made mention of the fact that, you know, she'll say something like, hey, you know, Dad, are you going to get married, or something like that. And so I know she thinks about it, you know. And, you know, I know how much my daughter loves to be around other girls or females, you know, and I feel it's important that she has that, and she sees, you know, there's so much that I can give her, there's so much direction that I can give her, but to actually see it, to actually see how a woman, you know, conducts herself within the home, prepares herself, takes care of herself, stuff like that. You know, all I can do is give my insight on shit like that, but I can't show her, or, you know, I can't, you know, in my actions, let her see how that stuff's done, because, you know, part, you know, I got different plumbing than she does. So I do shit differently than she does.
I feel you, brother. Let me tell you, I appreciate you taking out time and opening up and being honest and talking about things that, you know, that I had questions about, because I'm always interested in talking to people and finding out about people. And while I do that, at the same time, I wonder if I'm capable of being as open and honest as most people are. And I think to a certain degree I am, but I admire people who open themselves up enough to where they would answer any question and actually give you deep, thought-provoking answers to my questions, just our conversation. I appreciate people like that, because it's real. It's like, you know, I'm you allowing me to get to know you through this conversation. And I respect that about people, because not everybody possesses that. You have a lot of surface level people who only want to present to you what they want you to see. So anytime somebody can take time out to say, yo, let's talk about this, this is where my life was, blah, 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 and on, I appreciate that, because I'm that way in a lot of ways. To where I'm like, let's have a conversation. That's the way I can only truly get to know you, is through this conversation. We probably won't ever meet in person. We didn't grow up together. We're not going to hang out later in life. It's like, so let me get to know this person through this conversation. So I appreciate people much like yourself who are just free to be open.
No doubt. I definitely appreciate the opportunity to want to know. You know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of times people are like, yeah, whatever. You had a life. I dig it. I had one too. And, you know, it's the opportunity is great to be able to share, you know, and, I appreciate you giving me that opportunity.